Now the news, I'm Wenji. The Palestinian Ministry of Health says at least 14 Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli raid in the West Bank city of Talkarm since Thursday. Palestinian security sources say ambulances are able to enter the Nur Shams Palestinian refugee camp following a partial withdrawal of Israeli forces. The camp is located in the northern part of the West Bank. On Thursday night, Israeli forces, accompanied by military bulldozers, conducted a raid on the camp and enforced a stringent siege. The Israeli Public Radio reported that the Army, Internal Security Agency Shin Bet, and the Israeli police killed a number of Palestinian militants in clashes during a wide-scale military operation in the refugee camp. Meantime, Israeli airstrikes continue in Gaza. Sam Metnick has more.
The death toll in Gaza is mounting. It surpassed 34,000 people, and strikes are continuing across Gaza. On Friday night, at least 9 people were killed when a strike hit a house in the southern city of Rafah. 6 of them were children that were killed. There was another strike on Saturday that hit the center of Gaza, killing at least one person and injuring several others. Now, this comes as Israel says it's going to launch its next phase of the war, which is an offensive into Rafah, where it says at least 4 Hamas battalions remain. But there's about 1.5 million people in Rafah. Israel hasn't presented a clear plan yet in terms of where they're supposed to go.
2 more batches of humanitarian aid from China for the Palestinians in Gaza have arrived in Egypt. The supplies include tents, blankets, cotton clothing, medical supplies, and flour. They will be transported to Gaza via the Rafah border crossing. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has met with Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape in Port Moresby. Wang Yi is on a 2-day official visit to the South Pacific nation. On Saturday, Wang met his Papua New Guinea counterpart, Justin Takachenko. He said China is ready to maintain high-level exchanges with the country and launch free trade agreement negotiations as soon as possible. Greg Navarro reports.
Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi arrived here in Port Moresby Saturday afternoon on the second stop of a 3-country tour across the Asia Pacific. The purpose of this visit was economic cooperation. Wang Yi met with PNG Foreign Minister Justin Takachenko to work through several memorandums of understanding, most geared towards increasing trade and economic opportunities for PNG. That includes China funding a feasibility study for PNG on a free trade agreement between the two countries. Agreements were also signed on China sending disaster relief aid to PNG, cooperation in the field of communication and technology, as well as better access for PNG coffee and cocoa farmers into the Chinese market.
The Ministry of Public Security says Chinese police have repatriated over 680 gambling and scam suspects from Cambodia. 2 police chartered civilian flights brought back the last batch of suspects to Wuhan on Sunday. This marks the completion of repatriation so far this year as Chinese and Cambodian police launched joint operations to crack down on crimes. The repatriation started earlier this month in batches. South China's Beijiang River in the Pearl River Basin has experienced its second flood of the year due to heavy rainfall in recent days. The Ministry of Water Resources maintained the Level 4 emergency response for flood control. The first flood of the Beijiang River in the Pearl River Basin this year occurred on April 7th. It was the earliest since floods in major Chinese rivers began being numbered in 1998. Meantime, heavy downpours are forecast to continue in different parts of Guangdong Province through Monday. Japan's defense ministry says 2 helicopters from the Maritime Self-Defense Force are believed to have collided with each other and crashed into the Pacific Ocean around Japan's Izu Islands. It says 1 of the 8 people on board is dead, and the other 7 are unaccounted for. Contact was lost on Saturday during a nighttime anti-submarine drill. A search of the area revealed what is thought to be debris from the aircraft. Brazil has registered over 1,600 confirmed deaths from dengue so far this year. The health ministry said another 2,000 deaths are under investigation. The country has reported more than 3.5 million suspected cases of dengue. The number of confirmed deaths is 35% higher than the total in 2023. And that's the news. I'm Wenji.